good and save yourselves a gob of money.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Keep playing it a second. It gets better. Get these rockers moving out there. They're standing in front of the mirror right now.
Waving their hair.
Some of the guys are turning upside down with a can of hairspray.
I'm headbanging!
And some of the girls are going like this.
Go, 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 go.
Yes. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and a lot of weirdos. Sort of bad guys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this partly cloudy day in Minnesota, 70 degrees, Tuesday, August 9th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number's 1-866-233-0747. And again, it's the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct.
We don't need others to measure that for us.
Absolutely not.
No. I want to bring up a quote here by Mr. Thomas Jefferson to kind of lay a premise for what we're going to be talking about today on the Sons of Liberty. That quote says, "When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Now, understand that correctly. When the government fears the people, that means that when the government makes a wrong decision, they're fearful of the consequence of making that wrong decision. Isn't that how things are supposed to be in society? When a criminal does that which is wrong, he should always fear law enforcement agencies. It shouldn't be ever in our society where a criminal doesn't care because he's paying off a police officer so he can do bad all that he wants and he doesn't have to fear. We are in peace, harmony, and experiencing the American dream when we can do right and not suffer consequence for it, and where we can be protected from those that would seek to do wrong towards us. That's going to promote patriotism. It's going to promote, that's why we love our veterans, because they prevent others from doing us harm. And if they need to, they'll use force. And because enemies know that they'll use force, they don't do wrong. Thomas Jefferson said, "When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Now, liberty is a very fine confines. It's kind of like when you're driving on the highway. You can't cross the center line, and you can't cross the shoulder line. You're driving in the confines of your lane, and you have absolute liberty. liberty to drive as much as you want within those two parameters. But Jefferson also says when the people, so in other words, there's constrictions and there's parameters to liberty. We don't have liberty to, well, I'm going to drive on the other side of the road. You'd say to me, well, that's not liberty. As a matter of fact, you're endangering others' lives. You're endangering their liberty. Therefore, it's not true liberty. I don't have the liberty to break the law. I don't have freedom to do as I please if it breaks the law. I have freedom to do as much good. America, you have the liberty and the freedom to do as much possible good as you want. You can fill up your sacks full of treasures of goodness to fellow man's and to fellow men and to mankind because you have liberty to do good. Jefferson then stops and he says, when the people fear the government. Now, why should the people fear government? Well, the only people that should fear government are those that are lawless, those that break the law, those that don't do what is right, those that threaten your security, my security, our peace, our prosperity, our homes, our livelihood, our children. But when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. We're talking about people that are right citizens, that walk uprightly in upright conduct. And when they fear the government, we have tyranny. That was Thomas Jefferson, and he said that back in the 1700s. I was pondering something last night as I was studying different things, because I'm always checking into what's going on in public, in society, and especially in our posterity. How are they being treated? How are they being victimized? How are they not being victimized? And I thought to myself, you know, our founders experienced something great during the time when they established the founding documents of our nation. They experienced things only getting better. Wherever there was bad in society, it was corrected. And we see that they backed it up with their own lives, their own treasures, and their own sacred honor. They were willing to sacrifice all of that to make society better and to make America better. And I thought about, man, what it must have been like where public opinion wasn't swayed by a fancy-tongued politician. It was only swayed by principles of right and wrong. Thomas Jefferson, just to give you guys a side note, to wonder where he said something like this, where government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Thomas Jefferson, at age five, began studying under his cousin's tutor. He went to school at 5 years old. At nine, he studied Latin, Greek, and French. How many people even understand a few words in Latin, Greek, and French, and they're in their 60s retired? At 9 years old, Thomas Jefferson did this. At 14, he studied classical literature and additional languages. 16, he entered college. 19, he studied law for 5 years under a tutor. At 23, he started his own law practice. He had his own setup. At 23, at 25, he was elected to the Virginia House of Burgesses. At 31, he wrote the widely circulated Summary View of the Rights of British America and retired from his law practice. At 32, he was a delegate to the Second Continental Congress. 33, wrote the Declaration of Independence. He's doing pretty well, isn't he, folks? What was he setting his mind and his heart to do? To do better, to do good, and to establish a government that fears the people if they go outside of their parameters and their lines. At 36, he was elected the second governor of Virginia, succeeded by Patrick Henry. At 40, he served in Congress for 2 years. 41, American minister to France. 46, the first secretary of state. 53, vice president. 55, 57, he was elected the president of the United States. We're going to talk about Thomas Jefferson when we come back, and how he set the correct parameters for government to fear the people when the people stand uprightly. You'll be right. You'll have us right back here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Well, folks, as I've promised, you'll have us right back, and back we are at thesonsoflibertyradio.com. Please check into that website as well, folks, because we're updating it regularly. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're putting the talk radio out of business, and we're calling it Do Radio now at this point. Compliments of Bradley Dean and his quote at our last movie premiere. Folks, if you haven't seen the new documentary, My War, you want to see this. It's going to encapsulate everything that excites you to turn the dial onto Sons of Liberty every day and every week. You can find it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's right up in the top right-hand corner. You want to see this documentary. It's a five-part series, and it really takes all these topics and puts them in real life. And what it does different than most folks, because I've watched a lot of documentaries, it brings you firsthand to application of these principles in our society today, which is what we need. We don't need any more knowledge. We don't need any more wisdom. It's all there. It's written in history books for us. Now we need to apply, folks. And we need to restore what we had. What did we have? As I said at the beginning of the show, when I pondered the life and times of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and John Adams, they constantly saw society get better. Now, I'm not saying that things aren't good in society and that things don't get better, but as a whole, our moral spectrum is diminished. It's like we're brushing our teeth and combing our hair and washing our face in a dark bathroom. We need the lights to get back on, and our founders were always keen to do that. I digress. Mr. Thomas Jefferson, at age 57, was elected the third president of the United States. Now, I've just went through his lifespan. This is what our founders were trained to do and to become, to cause light to be shined in society and a light for society, to love their neighbor as themselves, to expend their lives upon their fellow man. Now, at age 60, Thomas Jefferson obtained the Louisiana Purchase, doubling the nation's size. At 61, he was elected to a second term as president. 65, he retired to Monticello. But if you know anything, it's, by the way, folks, if any of you can prove me wrong on this, I want you to. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. When I say that Thomas Jefferson retired to Monticello, I don't mean he retired from work. Can anybody find retirement in the Bible? If you can, show me where it's at. You can call, tell me, scripture, line and verse, 866-233-0747. But then at age 80, he helped President Monroe. And as a matter of fact, when we visited Thomas Jefferson's house, the beautiful place, Monticello, he had a few presidents that lived around him, and he was always working with them. He was within a horse and buggy's drive to each of these presidents' house, and they would visit him frequently to tap into the mind that God had blessed this man with. He helped President Monroe shape the Monroe Doctrine, almost single-handedly created the University of Virginia at age 81, and served as the first president at 81. At 83, he died on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Now, this is what JFK said, John F. Kennedy, President John Kennedy. He held a dinner in the White House for a group of the brightest minds in the nation at that time. He brought all the credentials in. Hey, do you have credentials? Why don't you come to the White House? I'd love to have a dinner for you. He brought them all in. And this is what John F. Kennedy said. This is perhaps the assembly of the most intelligence ever to gather at one time in the White House, with the exception of when Thomas Jefferson dined alone. Wow. Quite a man, quite a brilliant man, quite a well-respected man and president of your country, America. Now, I know what some people are thinking, and I like this because I like to dispel what others maybe are conjuring up in their own minds. I just love when the Sons of Liberty talk about Jefferson because that man was a deist. Ha ha! We got him! Yeah, he was a great man, and he's on our side. Let me just burst that bubble for a moment. I want to talk historical context for you folks so I can load your guns with ammunition of truth. Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society. He founded it. Now, for a man that supposedly hates the Bible so much, as revisionists would have you think, do you think he would found a Bible society that distributes Bibles throughout the state of Virginia? Get this, he was also a substantial contributor. Now, do you think Thomas Jefferson, if he loathed and despised the Christian religion, if he would give money to the if he would contribute money to an organization that would print the Bible that Christ established? Jefferson used the Bible and wrote The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. These are one of his works. This was a missionary tool to reach American Indians. A missionary tool. Now, generally, missionaries set out on a mission to convert men's souls and to give them the word so that God may bring redemption into their lives. He was a missionary to the American Indians and wrote works that did just that. He thought that reading about Jesus would change their lives and give them opportunities of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that he himself had the ability and also the awesome privilege to document through the American civil government. Thomas Jefferson said, I am a Christian, in the only sense in which he wished anybody to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preference to all others. Jefferson didn't like preachers who would say one thing yet practice another, that would blaspheme the name of Christ. So he said, hey, listen, know my Christianity by the doctrines that I espouse to. Now, shifting gears a little bit, the reason I bring up Jefferson is for, again, the main reason that we started this show off on. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Now, just think about that. Let it set in. I want to talk about the law for a moment. Now, folks say, well, why do you place such high emphasis on the law? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have no problem telling it like it is, and a lot of folks tune in for that very reason. You know, Bradley is going to speak it how it is. He's going to get on national TV, tell it how it is. You know, Jake's going to tell it how it is according to the Constitution. They're not afraid to say it. They're bold. Well, this is why. And this is what you need to understand, because if you want to be bold and if you want to help liberate your fellow man, then you've got to understand the law. We understand the law as the God of heaven who gave us our rights meant the law to be used. The law sets parameters, tracks, roads. Many of you like the fact that you have police officers in your community. What do they represent? Many of you like the fact that we have military. What do they represent? What do they lay their lives down on the altar of liberty for? For your rights, to protect your rights. Good law is awesome. And I will venture to say, without law, you will not have liberty, nor will you have rights, nor will you have freedoms, because there will be nothing to protect them from tyrants. So it's important and essential that you have law, and you place it on the pedestal that it deserves to be placed on, because God gave it to protect you and I. It's like a wall around cities. Ancient cities in antiquity would have walls around their city. Why? To protect. That's what law is to this country. Listen, folks, if we drop the law, or we say that the law is debatable, that's your interpretation of the law, but I don't have to obey that because that's not my interpretation. Law is not up for interpretation. But nowadays what you have is you have judges that think it is. They can interpret the law, right? No, a judge is a referee. As I get off on a side note here, but this is important for you to understand. The judge is a referee. If a referee in a basketball game or a football game, which, folks, we don't have time to be watching. We don't have time for entertainment because, as you know, the word tane that's found in entertainment, tane means to stop, to tane, to detain, right? To stop from entering, and that's what entertainment's doing to your mind. You need to stay busy and focused. The law is represented in a referee. When two basketball teams get together and they start playing the game, and all of a sudden the referee sees that one team is beating another team mercilessly. They're pounding them to the ground. They're beating them. The referee decides, well, you know what? If I change the law a little bit, it will help the team that's getting beat. So the ref stops the game and he says, hey, you can't take two steps anymore. You can only take one in basketball. And the other team says, what are you talking about? The rules say, the rules that have been handed down to us to engage in this sport say that you can take two steps and it's not traveling. And the ref says, well, you know what? I've interpreted that traveling means one step. Oh, that's ludicrous. You wouldn't tolerate that in America, especially due to your beloved sports. However, judges have now stepped in and said, I can interpret the laws. No, the laws are given to the judge to apply. They discover and apply law. That's its purpose. Now, a law, as it's understood and distinguished in right terms and right context, will always protect you. It's like the President Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill said that heaven, or the law, the government, there are no necessary evils in government. Imagine a society where there's no necessary evils in government. That the only evils that exist are due from their usurpations of what the Constitution sets forth for governing officials to abide by. There is no necessary evils. It's like the rain of heaven that God rains down. It's equal to all mankind. It just depends on what they do with it. Will they practice lawful living? Because if they do, the Constitution will bless them. If they don't practice lawful living, the Constitution will not bless them. We'll wind up into many situations that America has wound itself up into in this present day. Remember this now as I leave for this segment, as we go to a break. The law sets parameters, tracks, and roads. It's a negative to bad behavior and thus a positive to good. That's the only positive American government has. Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll pick up with this on the next segment.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you can tune in live to the Sons of Liberty every single day at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, I recall last segment, I put out the plea for folks to prove to me or show to me where retirement is in the Bible. It doesn't exist. And this is the point. In America nowadays, does anybody notice that we're always trying to work ourselves into a position to not have to work? But why in the world are the enemies of liberty never trying to put themselves in that position? It seems they're trying to do the most bad, the most time, all the time, until they breathe their last breath. Folks, there is no room for the righteous to rest. We don't have a limited amount of good that we can do. We need to continue to do good. And I echo what Martin Luther King said when folks were telling him back in the 50s and the 60s, you know, just be patient. Just, you know, just slow down. Give people a chance to catch up to you. No, because we haven't got to right yet. When we get to right, then we can slow down and stop and hold our ground. But until we get to that point, we don't have the liberty to stop and slow down. As I said before, Thomas Jefferson was 80 and he started a college. And then guess who got the honor to be the president of that college? Thomas Jefferson at age 81. Worked until he died so that we could have what we have now. We need more patriots like that. Folks, I want to give you an opportunity right now to give me an example. I've been talking about the law a lot. And I don't think it's redundant. It does not do us bad to talk about the law constantly, because the more revelation we get on what the law is and what it's meant for, the more we are going to rejoice in goodness, because the law shows us what goodness truly is, and it exposes our enemy at every single turn. I need you to call in and give me an example. I'm going to kind of do a free-for-all right now. Folks, you call me and tell me some examples of bad law, and let's judge them according to, as Blackstone said, municipal law. And what did he say? In order for a law to be legal, in order for a law to be right, or as Thomas Aquinas said, an unjust law is a human law not rooted in eternal law and natural law. Augustine said an unjust law is no law at all. We need to talk about real law. Let's decipher and understand if what's going on today in your society is right and just. Give me an example. 1-866-233-0747. Again, the number. I'm going to go really slow so you can write it down. 1-866. I need an example of what a bad law is today in our society. I want to hear what you say. 1-866-233-0747. I want to gauge where you're at with this again. William Blackstone said, upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation depend all human laws. In other words, human laws are dependent upon something. Not because Miss Pelosi gets up on the stage and says, well, this sounds like a great idea, and I really think we need to enact this, and I'll let you read all about it once we've got it through. That epitomizes what these folks are all about. Don't you worry about it, you dumb peasants. You don't have our education. We're in a class above you. Therefore, you keep sending us political donations. You keep voting us in. And we're going to take care of things. Where the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Article 6 talks about in our Constitution that the Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. Article 4, Section 4 guarantees to each state a republican form of government. A law that's not debatable, it does not change, it is absolute. What happens, folks, in a society where the law becomes perverted? What do I mean by perverted? To pervert, to usurp. It's like if you're driving on the highway and the sign says Minneapolis-St. Paul or Los Angeles, California, straight ahead 20 miles. And then 10 miles later, it tells you to take a right-hand turn and that'll bring you to Los Angeles. When in truth, you were supposed to stay straight. That is an example of a perverted sign. It perverts you. It takes you off of the course. It takes you off of that which is right. What happens when the law becomes perverted? What does the law represent, first of all? The law represents force. If somebody breaks the law, force, this is a law of nature. When you break a law, force comes in to remind you that you've broken that law. It brings justice, judgment, which is why men fear the law. A healthy fear of the law keeps an ebb and flow in society of peace and prosperity. If the law becomes perverted, then guess what else becomes perverted along with it? The force that men use with the law. So ultimately, if you understand people that hate America, people that hate law, people that hate God, they want to use the law not because they care about the law, but because they care about the power that the law represents. And the power that can be used when one breaks that law. So when the law becomes perverted, it will then act in what? Direct opposition to its very purpose. So folks, why do we talk about certain principles and certain unlawful activities in government on this radio program? As it applies to not only the Word of God, but us as preachers, that's our duty. Because we know if the law is used unlawfully, it will work in direct opposition to its very purpose, thus destroying the very foundations that have given all of us what we love and experience in America. It'll be used to destroy its own objective. Evil will then become good. Good will then become evil in the eyes of those that have been blinded by this new perception of what law is. Let me give you an example. And this is just one example. There's many examples. But this vein you'll be able to follow throughout all of society. It'll be a good litmus test. It'll be a good gauge to understand what is good law and what is bad law. Let's say, for example, you and I are going out for dinner downtown, and we have one of those nice open patios. And I know that you just got a check from your job, and you have $200 cash in your pocket. And I probably got money, too, but that's irrelevant. And we're walking down the street, and I see this young lady that's on the street corner, and she's pregnant. She doesn't have a job. And I am just compelled. I'm emotionally compelled for this woman. Now notice, because this is what those that are un-American do in government. I'm compelled by this woman's story. I go and talk to her, and she says, yeah, my boyfriend just broke up with me. I don't have a job. I just quit using drugs not too long ago, and here I am destitute. I'm homeless. I'm pregnant, I'm about to have a child, and I am just stirred, I'm moved, I'm compelled. Somebody must help this woman! Now, you and I are going to dinner, remember? And I just recall, after hearing this woman's story, that you have $200 cash in your pocket. And you know that I know that you have $200 cash in your pocket. And I'm so compelled by this poor woman's story, and I know that you have money, and so I turn to you, and I say, give me that $200, because I need to help this woman out. Is that not what they're doing to you, America? We need to raise taxes in this sector, because we have to help, we have to redistribute your wealth into other people's pockets. We have to redistribute your wealth to help build our empires and our kingdoms of those that helped get us into office. And you say to me, of course I'm not going to give you $200 to do with what you want to do. Now, you have the opportunity to donate to help this woman out, but I'm forcing you. So I pull out a gun and I say, listen, give me that $200. This woman needs your help right now. Can I legally do that? Of course I cannot do that. That's absurd. Well, let's just say that I do. Because you fear that gun. You fear that force of law. And you hand over your $200 because you don't want your brains splattered all over the pavement. And I take your $200 and I give it to the woman. And we don't go out to dinner, of course, because you're upset. And the next day, the woman says, you know, she calls me up and says, I've spent that $200. I had to get a hotel room last night and I need some more money. And so I say, oh, man. This poor woman. So then I go to your house and I say, listen, you remember that woman that you gave $200 for yesterday? Thank you very much for giving it, by the way. Well, she needs more money. So you have enough money here. I mean, you have a nice house. You have a nice car. You've got a nice family. You know, your kids go to private school. You need to give me more money to help this woman. And as a matter of fact, I'm not going to stop at that. I'm going to show up once a week and I'm going to take your money and I'm going to give it to this woman. And don't even try to mince words with me. Don't even try to deny me what I'm looking for, because you remember what happened last time. I have force behind me. And I've also got a few of your neighbors to agree with me that you are, you know, fairly well-to-do, and you should be paying your due to poor women like this. And therefore, every month, the whole community is going to be showing up, and there's different causes and different needs that we're actually going to be talking about to use your money for. Now, that's ludicrous. You cannot do that. That is unlawful. You know when a law is wrong, when you yourself couldn't do what that system that represents the law is doing without being criminally prosecuted or thrown in jail. You cannot steal from your fellow man. That leads me back to the important part of welfare, because a lot of people have twisted my words on this very concept, and they said, well, if the church is all about welfare, so why doesn't your church give billions of dollars to help health care? That particular jurisdiction has to do with volunteer organizations, has to do with churches, has to do with folks that are compelled. Now, notice this, too. Those government officials that force your tax dollars to be given to subsidies, etc., how much money do they give to the poor? I'd like to see some of their tax returns to see how much they're writing off in their deductions for giving to poor folks. It seems a lot easier for them to legislate taking your money, spending your money, rather than their own. You'll find that they're hypocrites by their very own being, which leads me back to the law. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. What that shows is when the government has gotten to the point where it's become perverted, where laws have become perverted, that the force, see, people don't fear laws, they fear the force that's behind that law. When the laws become corrupt and bad, then the people start to fear the administration of those laws because of the corruption that it represents, and that it might turn on good people, like you or I, that abide by the laws of the land. We'll be back next segment to continue up this thought, and we've got a whole bunch more here, so please stay tuned at sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you next segment.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book.
Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I want to read to you a quote from Representative Jane Harman. It's from the state of California. Irrespective of her political party, it doesn't matter because I find that most parties take this same philosophy on what the role of government is. Now, this is in a during the debates of the H.R. 3200, but I want you to listen to this because this is where we've gone wrong. This is where we've become perverted. This is where we've taken a right and we haven't wound up at our destination of peace and prosperity in this nation. The public role in healthcare, she says, and the private role in healthcare are also reinforcing values. Now, folks, many of you know there's a separation between church and state. The state cannot force values on you. However, the state can protect good values and must protect good values, and by that, it discriminates against bad values. Keep that in mind. And if we want to achieve, she says, what the Constitution requires, which is the protection of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, okay, she's right. Actually, she's quoting the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution. But that's all right. We'll give her that. We need, in order to protect your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we need, she says, a robust public role and a robust private role. And that, I think, is what H.R. 3200 achieves. How are we going to pay for health care for everybody in the country? You know, there's a delusion that we're going to enrich everyone at the expense of everyone else. Well, eventually somebody has to be the one creating the revenue in order for all of us to experience wealth and rich and prosperity. She's got a hole in what she's thinking the role of government is to do. Government does not provide life for people. Who gives that to us, folks? God. God gives us life. Government does not provide liberty to us. Who gives us that? God. Government does not make us happy. Who gives that to us, America? God allows for the pursuit of happiness. God gives those things. But here's what happens. When we eliminate God, now the government steps into that role of being God, and now it's their job to give poor Betty, who broke up with her boyfriend, who's pregnant. And I am by no means talking down on this situation. We are a ministry that has reached out to hundreds of thousands of people that are in those types of predicaments. That's why we do it. But I would never have the audacity to demand of you that you do it by gunpoint. You can't force somebody to love. As Herbert Hoover said during the Great Depression, I'm not speaking to his character, but I can tell you what, he had this right on the money. He announced that he would keep the federal budget balanced during the Depression. He would cut taxes and expand public works spending because he said that while the people must not suffer from hunger and cold, caring for them must be the primary focus of local and voluntary organizations. That's their focus. That's their jurisdiction. When the government gets outside of that, it has to use your wealth, your liberty, and your rights in order to provide for others' wealth, liberty, and rights. And that's wrong. That's not the role of government. That's not its purpose. Somehow, what's happened nowadays, this is how you identify. If the law takes from some person what belongs to them and gives it to another person of whom it doesn't belong, if the law benefits one citizen with what he himself cannot do without committing a crime, this behavior, if it's not abolished immediately, it's going to spread, multiply, and develop into a system. Now do you see, folks, how we got here? Now do you see how we got here? But I think the answer is so simple and elementary, it's right in front of our face. We do what's right. We have the liberty and freedom to do as much good as we possibly can. Going back to this representative who said that it's the public's role in healthcare to provide for the protection of life, liberty, and property through a robust public policy, she's going about it the absolute wrong way. As a matter of fact, what she's creating is more centralized federal power. And as Thomas Jefferson said, with that centralized federal power comes more laws. If we will not listen and govern ourselves by God's Ten Commandments, as many founders have quoted, we will be forced to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. And when the government fears the people, there is liberty. You know, when the government fears the people is when everybody is doing that which is right. Which leads me to another topic. Folks, why is it that those that are doing right are so violently persecuted through the press? It's because they're doing right. And because they're doing right, they've got a character assassinate folks that are doing right. Because they have no way to debate. There's no objective to their debate other than they hate that which is right because they can't point the finger and condemn it. We're right now in a lawsuit, as many of you folks know, with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. And I want to invite you folks to take part in this. Send the message to the American public, to institutions and to establishments that think they've got the right answers and think that the new America that they're trying to create in their own images is the right one. Send a message to them. We can use your support on this because ultimately this is just reflecting what you and I think, our morals, our values that God has instilled within our hearts. Go to youcanruninternational.com and see what I'm talking about. We are exemplifying it through our works right now. Why? Well, why did David kill Goliath? Why did David step up the audacity of that little boy to step up to a giant who was screaming curses to the American people? to the principles and the values that America holds that were instilled in Israel and Israel's God? How dare that David do that? How dare he step up and confront that giant? Well, folks, if you're not going to, we're going to. The righteous are going to. God will never leave himself without a witness in society. He never has. Read history. It will always be drawn up by a minority who's keen and irate brush fires he's going to set in the minds of men of liberty. I'd also encourage you to support our message, the My War 5-part DVD documentary. It's on our website. Folks, see what we're talking about in demonstration. We've been in over 331 public high schools, reaching the next generation with the message the mainstream media is trying to keep from them. Why? Because they're establishing road marks and treads and tracks in the minds of our young people, who, by the way, are not buying it. No, they're not buying it, which makes them even more mad. The law cannot be used to extend welfare, education, or morality. It is only defensive. Think about that. The law acts as a defense. What? To defend your liberties. It defends equally the rights of all. That's why in the Constitution, when it talks about to promote the general welfare, he's not talking specific welfare. General welfare is all of us. If the government does something, it must apply to every single person in the United States. If it doesn't, it gets into specific welfare, and it's doing that which is wrong, and that which is against the law, being the Constitution. And if it's against the law, then it becomes criminal. And any legislator, any congressperson, any president, any judge that promotes anything contrary to that is breaking the law and the oath which they swore when they went into office. You and I can't get away with it. Don't allow them to get away with it. And they don't. And they won't as we stand. It prevents injustice. That's what the law does. It prevents injustice. Not emotional injustice. Injustice. When you commit a physical act, the law cannot organize labor and industry. If it does, guess what it has to organize? Injustice. Because it has to take from another industry to promote an industry. It has to take from another labor party to promote a different labor party. General welfare can only be accomplished by general plunder. Let's just call it what it is. And when we understand that general plunder of your morality in America right now leads to tyranny, we start to stand up, which is why we at the Sons of Liberty stand up. The answers are right underneath our nose, folks. It's doing that which is right. And as I said at the very beginning of the show, you have all the liberty in the world to do that which is right. Folks, I hope you get a better understanding of what the law is directed to do and what the government is directed to do right now and be liberated by it, because it's all there. The government will only help in your prosperity. It will not prosper for you. It will protect it. It will protect your life, your liberty, and your property. And that's exactly why we are the Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, America.
The strong oak tree and the strong oak tree, and we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.